We interrupt this broadcast to bring you a special news bulletin.
Stay tuned to this station.
Stand by for news.
Direct via satellite from our on-the-spot task force.
Good evening from our newsroom in New York.
This is
Daily News and Weather Report.
Radio broadcast, this I believe.
From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. I'm Philip Grant.
This is Tom Rowe. You can go to the newsroom at WGXC.org for more information about anything you hear here. Brendan J. Lyons and Larry Rellison report in the Albany Times-Union that about 5 months before a limousine crash in Schoharie killed 20 people, a Mavis discount tire outlet in Sarasota Springs said it had replaced the brake master cylinder of the vehicle when, allegedly, it had not. Virgil W. Park Sr., who no longer works at Mavis, told investigators on September 17th that another Mavis employee, Chikizi Okoro, quote, told him that the part was not installed, unquote. Park also told investigators that the shop did not flush the vehicle's brake lines and replace it with clean fluid, as promised. Quote, Mr. Parks also informed us of a billing practice at Mavis in which certain services were substituted on invoice for the ones actually performed in order for the store to meet sales quotas established by the corporate office, unquote. Schoharie County District Attorney Susan J. Mallory wrote in a letter to lawyers for the limo company's owner, who has been indicted on manslaughter and criminally negligent homicide charges because of the deadly accident. Read more about this story in the Times-Union.
The Poughkeepsie Journal is reporting experts are saying 2019 could be a bumper year for stink bugs. According to the National Pet Management Association, the influx this fall is likely due to some expected extreme fluctuations in temperature and precipitation. Jim Fredericks, chief entomologist for the NPMA, said, and I quote, with most of the country still drying out from a hot, soggy summer, extreme late-season winter conditions predicted will have rodents and cockroaches fleeing indoors in record numbers, end quote. And Cornell University entomologist Peter J. Jentz, the resident Hudson Valley stink bug expert, said recent dry conditions have kept natural stink bug predators at bay. The stink bug has a five-sided shield-shaped body and secretes a foul-smelling substance when squashed, frightened, or disturbed. They are also serious pests, and they feed on many different plants, including fruits, vegetables, ornamentals, and legumes. They also feed on weeds and tree leaves and are relatively immune to insecticides. An invasive species from Asia, stink bugs are active in March and April and are very active in September and October when they are trying to gain access to shelter. Once inside, they head toward the attic and may settle in stacks of newspapers or piles of cloth. To keep them outside, residents are advised to seal and cork all cracks, repair any broken screens, and to remove wall and window air conditioners. Weather stripping around doors and windows may help as well. Read the full story in the Poughkeepsie Journal.
Sarah Trafton reports for Columbia Green Media that Karen Gilchrist was added to the Catskill Housing Authority at a meeting October 9th, but there still is no replacement for former Executive Director Nina Krupski. Krupski stepped down, and Catskill Housing Authority chairperson Sam Aldi would not say why she left. Aldi did say that Tim Mattis, who oversees Bliss Towers in Hudson, will soon act as a part-time interim administrative director. Quote, the Catskill Housing Authority has approved the contract. Now it has gone to the Hudson Housing Authority for approval, unquote, Aldi said. The Hudson Housing Authority oversees Bliss Towers, while the Catskill Housing Authority administers the Hoppenose Apartments in Catskill. Gilchrist, the new board member in Catskill, is a former renter of a Hoppenose apartment. Read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com.
David Lombardo is reporting for Capital Confidential. Billy Esten, the longtime leader of the Alliance for Quality Education, a left-leaning labor-linked education advocacy group, is stepping down. Easton served as executive director of the group since 2005, building it into a powerful statewide advocate on behalf of education equity. The organization's focus in Albany is mainly around the effort to secure state aid, but it also addresses racial and social justice issues. Easton will be replaced in January by the group's legislative director, Jasmine Gripper. Gripper is a former charter school teacher and previously worked with Organizing for America. She joined the Alliance in 2013 as a temporary statewide organizer. The Lions co-vice board chair, Natasha Capers, said in a statement, and I quote, "The future has so much in store for AQE with Jasmine Gripper at the helm, and with all the parents, educators, and students that make this work possible," end quote. Read the full story in Capital Confidential.
Nick Reisman reports at New York State of Politics that Republican Representative Elise Stefanik said October 10th that she is not in favor of impeachment. Quote, "It is illegal to ask any foreign nation for help electorally," unquote, she said. Quote, "I don't think that's what the president did in this case," unquote. On a telephone call in July, President Donald Trump released a summary of the discussion where, after the Ukraine president asked to buy weapons to fight the Russians, he says, quote, "I would like you to do us a favor, though," unquote, and then asked for an investigation of a political rival. Then, a few days after Trump revealed that conversation, he then publicly asked China to investigate his political rival. Quote, "I think when it comes to the China statement, that was certainly not an appropriate statement to make, but I don't think that was actually asking a foreign nation to support his campaign. It was not that," unquote, Stefanik said. But a Trump advisor, Michael Pillsbury, told the Financial Times that he got, quote, "quite a bit of background on Hunter Biden from the Chinese," unquote, after Trump made that public statement. Pillsbury changed his story after the first report was published. The three other Hudson Valley representatives, Democrats Paul Tonko, Antonio Delgado, and Sean Maloney, all have backed the impeachment inquiry. Read more about this story at New York State of Politics.
State Department of Environmental Conservation Commissioner Basil Sagost announced October 10th new operational requirements for the S.A. Dunn landfill in Rensselaer. The new requirements were developed, and I quote, "in response to community input and the DEC's ongoing daily monitoring and inspections," end quote. Sago said in a written statement, and I quote, "DEC's top priority is ensuring that residents, as well as students, faculty, and staff at the Rensselaer City School campus are not exposed to any potential health or safety hazards from the operations at the Dunn facility," end quote. The owners of the Dunn facility must take action in order to continue operating. The new requirements include installing and operating a robust gas collection system, covering disposed waste daily, constructing a berm before the construction of a new waste cell, and establishing a hotline to report complaints. The complaint hotline is now operational at 518-292-0449. The 99-acre S.A. Dunn landfill is the largest construction and demolition debris dump in the state, and neighbors have complained of the heavy truck traffic it generated on residential streets and the odor and dust spread by the dump to surrounding areas. Read the full press release at the DEC website.
New York State foliage report puts most of the upper Hudson Valley in peak colors. Quote, "Rensselaer County observers project 60-70% transition in the eastern and northern parts of the county and 55-65% color change in the western and southern portions. Look for bright reds, including purple, red, and orange red leaves, in addition to the orange, yellow, and the remaining green leaves. In the Albany County city of Coez, foliage change will be about 50% this week, and with muted orange and rust-colored leaves, along with some red and yellow. This weekend, the mountains of Greene County will again feature a mix of near-peak and peak foliage, with about 95% color change above 2,000 feet. Look for bright touches of red, orange, and yellow. Observers reporting from the town of Catskill project that the county's valley areas will be near peak at about 85% change, and the town will experience near peak conditions with 80% change and bright red, yellow, and orange leaves. At Bel Air Mountain in the Ulster County community of Highmount, foliage will be near peak by the weekend with 85% change in bright orange, red, and yellow leaves. In Kingston, spiders project 25% color change for the weekend with increasing amounts of yellow, orange, red, and burgundy leaves of average brilliance. Foliage will be just past peak this weekend in Delaware County with complete color transition featuring bright gold and orange leaves," unquote.
The Daily Freeman is reporting the New York State Assembly Session internship program is in its 49th year, providing college students with an immersive experience in the state legislature. The program gives students the chance to work in the state assembly, both in the office meeting advocates and consultants, as well as observing session. Interns complete an orientation, engage in discussion groups, author a major research paper, and play a part in the Assembly Intern Committee's annual Student Assembly Session. The program is open for full-time students in their junior or senior year of college. Interns are given a stipend and a full semester's credit for their participation. The deadline for undergraduate applications is November 1st. For SUNY Albany, the deadline is October 18th. Information is available at nyassembly.gov/internship.
And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, use the WGXC website, wgxc.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day.
Your forecast for the next 2 days, well, on Friday, a chance of showers, mainly after 3 p.m. It will be mostly cloudy with a high near 58 degrees. Friday night, a slight chance of showers before 2 a.m., mostly cloudy with a low of around 46. And on Saturday, mostly cloudy with a high near 63 degrees. Saturday night, a slight chance of showers, mostly cloudy with a low of around 45. So there you have your weather update, brought to you by WGXC, 90.7 FM, Radio for Open Ears in Greene and Columbia Counties.
Listen out for these live broadcasts and extra web streams on the WGXE program schedule during the coming week. On Friday, October 11th, from 2 to 5 p.m., the City of Hudson Board of Estimate and Apportionment will live stream its budget workshop, which will be a review session. The Mayor, City Treasurer, and President of the Hudson Common Council make up the Board of Estimate and Apportionment. You can tune in by going to WGXC.org, click on Listen, then scroll through the drop-down player to find the dedicated web stream. On Friday, October 11th, from 7 to 8 p.m., tune in for a special remote broadcast of Sound Art Revisited, a discussion with author and musician Alan Licht, with a panel featuring composer and sound artist Anaya Lockwood, Wave Farm Executive Director Galen Joseph Hunter, Wave Farm Artist-in-Residence Grant Smith, and sound artist and educator Zach Poff. The event, which takes place at Time and Space Limited in Hudson, will be broadcast live on WGXC 90.7 FM and streamed live online at wavefarm.org/listen. On Friday, October 11th, from 9 to 11 p.m., WGXC Live will carry a live stream from the Avalon Lounge in Catskill. Performing will be Mother Fletcher with an eclectic and unique mix of ska, rock, and reggae. Tune in to 90.7 FM to hear it on the air, or go to WGXC.org, click on Listen at the top of the page, and scroll down to find the live web stream. See theavalonlounge.com for more information. On Saturday, October 12th, starting at 10 p.m., WGXC Live will carry a live stream from the Avalon Lounge in Catskill. In the first of a series of community dance parties called Pan-African Jam, DJ Neva of WGXC's Music for the Masses brings Celebration, a worldwide birthday party for Fela Anikolapo Kuti, to Catskill with a night of Afrobeat from all corners of the globe. The event will feature a jam session with local percussionists. There should be a live web stream at WGXC.org after 10 p.m. Click on Listen at the top of the page and scroll down to find the live web stream. The show will also air on 90.7 FM after midnight. See theavalonlounge.com for more information. Be sure to check our program schedule for new listings of public events, community meetings, and other dedicated web streams, which may not have been posted at the time this announcement was recorded. You can also download the free Wave Farm app to listen on your phone or iDevice, or use it to become a broadcast partner with WGXC.
There are so many events on the WGXC community calendar online at WGXC.org, and you can add your own by pressing the Add an Event button right there on the page. If you do, folks like me will read your community event on the radio. Folks around the world will see it online at wgxc.org, including some of these events.
On Friday, October 11th, the last day to register in person for the general election. If registering by mail, the application must be postmarked by October 11th and received by the Board of Elections no later than October 16th. Also, deadline for a change of address for the general election. The Greene County Office Building is located at 411 Main Street, Catskill, and the Columbia County Office Building is at 401 State Street in Hudson. The City of Hudson Board of Estimate and Apportionment Budget Workshop Review Session will be held at Hudson City Hall from 2:30 to 5 p.m. Ever wonder why our Catskill terrain looks so different from one area to another? Join local scientists and authors Robert and Johanna Titus for The Catskills in the Ice Age, a lesson in reading the Catskill landscape. The Tituses have made the study of the Catskill landscape their work for 30 years at the Mountaintop Historical Society on Route 23A in Palinville at 7 p.m. A TSL Bookspace event. Musician and artist Alan Licht visits Time and Space Limited on Columbia Street in Hudson to discuss the new edition of his work, Sound Art Revisited. Licht will be joined in conversation by composer and sound artist Anya Lockwood, Wayfarm artist-in-residence Grant Smith, sound artist and educator Zach Poff, and Wayfarm executive director Galen Joseph Hunter at 7 p.m. This event is being broadcast live on WGXC 90.7 FM in New York's Upper Hudson Valley and streamed live online on Wayfarm Radio. Panel and broadcast at 7 p.m., ticketed supper at 6:15. The Ghent Playhouse presents The Cemetery Club, a story of three Jewish widows who meet monthly for tea before visiting their husbands' graves. Their lives are suddenly turned upside down when they meet Sam, the local butcher and recent widower, at 8 p.m. on Town Hall Road off Route 66 in Ghent. Mother Fletcher is an eclectic and unique mix of ska, rock, and reggae. Tune in a live webcast or broadcast on 90.7 FM for the first hour and then a web stream at 10. Or come live to the Avalon Lounge on Church Street in Catskill beginning at 9 p.m. On Saturday, October 12th, the Mountaintop Historical Society Hike Fest presents four hikes from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. The Rip Van Winkle hike is a moderate 2-mile hike to Sunset Rock above North Lake. The Historic Society of North South Lake, Pete Centerman and Paulie Pierre, will lead this 2-mile journey with possible side trip to the Catskill Mountain House site. The Elka Park Coliseum hike is an easy to moderate 3.5-mile hike through the historic community of Elka Park along a dirt road to the park's Coliseum Reservoir. Finally, Bob Gildersleeve will lead Sphinx Rocks and the Sofa on Prospect Mountain, a 2.5-mile easy-to-moderate hike starting from Mountaintop Historical Society's UND train station, partially following along the Catterskill Rail Trail and using old wood roads and a short bushwhack to the ledge above Molly Smith's parking area. Visit and browse the extensive collection of city directories, yearbooks, and local history books, and research items in the archival collection at the Hudson Area Library's History Room Open Hours. The public can also request information on local history that volunteers will research from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Master storyteller Tom Lee uses art, objects, history, and interactivity at Olana's main house and surrounding landscape to tell a stunning Syrian folktale at the Olana State Historic Site on Route 9G in Hudson at 10 a.m. The Hudson Area Library and Greater Hudson Promise Neighborhood present High Five, our 3-week early literacy family program. This program meets at the library Saturdays from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m., October 12th, 19th, and 26th. Our new fall session includes fall family activities and vocabulary for your child, developing fine motor skills needed for writing, and includes a trip to an apple orchard and a Halloween party, curated by master storyteller Pamela Badia. Located in the middle of the Hudson River between the village of Athens and the city of Hudson, the Hudson Athens Lighthouse was built in 1874, then called the Hudson Light, to guide ships safely around the Middle Ground Flats. Tours will be offered on the second Saturday of the month, with departures from either Hudson or Athens public boat launches. Explore the Siuslaw Model Forest at the Agroforestry Research Center in Accra and learn about the value of woodlands and fields in a new way. Presenters Rob Handel and Tracy Testo will be your guides to discovering wild edibles in your surroundings. Participants will learn what is available on a seasonal basis, as well as how to collect food without disturbing or endangering a plant population, from 3 to 6 p.m. The Omai International Art Center presents new installations by Pedro Iwana and Hannah in the Sculpture and Architecture Park, plus the opening of Statues, a solo exhibition by Francesca Di Mario in the Newmark Gallery from 4 to 6 p.m. Praised for her captivating stage presence and performances that are technically and musically masterful, accordion player Hanzi Wang plays at St. James Place in Great Barrington, Massachusetts, as part of Leaf Peeper Concert No. 3, from 5 to 6:30 p.m. A free local history lecture with historian Sylvia Hassenkopf, part of the Freehold Church Lecture Series, about the history of the East Durham Butterfly Farm, will be held at the Freehold Church on County Route 67, starting at 7 p.m. On Sunday, October 13th, Yoga of the Earth is a monthly gentle morning yoga practice with teacher Stephanie Fisher and is backdropped by Olana's expansive Hudson River views at the Olana State Historic Site at 9 a.m. The Ghent Playhouse presents The Cemetery Club, a story of three Jewish widows who meet monthly for tea before visiting their husbands' graves. Their lives are suddenly turned upside down when they meet Sam, the local butcher and recent widower, at 2 p.m. on Town Hall Road off Route 66 in Ghent. That's it for this week's WGXC Community Calendar. You can add your own event and hear it right here on the radio by visiting WGXC.org/calendar.